Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
One of the best parts of doing research for this podcast is finding out how diverse the music scene is, not only here in the Metro Moncton area, but throughout the Maritimes. Every musical genre is represented in some form or other. Some, of course, are a lot more mainstream. If retro 80s synthesizer music is considered mainstream, for example, then we've got the hot ticket for you this week. Sonic Hertz just released a debut album. It's called Resurgence, and it's all about the city of Moncton. A wonderful concept album. We'll talk with Nick McNally, aka Sonic Hertz, as we roll out the tunes. Here's a title track to Resurgence on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
Sonic Access. That's Legere's Escape and Resurgence from the album Resurgence from Sonic HZ, a.k.a. Nicholas McNally. Nick's with us here today. First, I'd like to touch base on you as a musician and your musical background. Where was it that you first caught the bug to create music?
Young age, probably, 7 or 8 years old, just watching TV, watching my dad play music. You know, Much Music was a big influence when I was a kid. And I had older siblings, and we had lots of records. We listened to the radio a lot. I just got a love of classic rock and really just a love of all things music, and got me playing guitar, which led me into piano and, just about anything else.
Can I ask if you had a preference, one over the other?
I started playing piano later in life, like in my 20s, and then synthesizers was something I just kind of stumbled into because... For whatever reason, I was just feeling nostalgic, listening to a lot of different music from the 90s and the 1980s, and the synthesizer seemed to be a prominent part in a lot of the music, so I decided that I was going to start playing that more often and doing sort of music that called for more of a synth-based kind of atmosphere to it. That's mostly what I play now. I very rarely pick up the guitar.
Would you consider yourself a self-taught musician?
To a degree, yeah. I learned a little bit from my sister and my father and half a dozen other family members that were all a very musical family. So, I had some friends that kind of showed me, hey, it'd be better if you played it this way, Oh, okay, cool. That sounds like the song, so okay, cool. So,
one of your many projects does focus on a guitar-driven sound more, that being The Atlantics with an X at the end.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that project, because that's got an interesting vibe.
Yeah. Phil Howe, he's a good friend of mine, and he just said, hey, we really need someone to play bass. And I said, okay, no problem. I'll sit on a jam or two, And then, Phil just had a bunch of songs that I just thought were amazing. Once I started playing bass, I found that I could bring my own thing to it, and everybody was liking it. So, and then we just kind of recorded some songs and put them out there and started doing a few shows.
Well, getting back to some tunes regarding the album Resurgence, that's mainly instrumental, but there is some lyrical content driven mainly by special guests, including your wife, Ashley.
Yes.
The first Emphasis track, and that there's a bit of a video for it as well, it's called Heartbreak at Club Cosmo.
Yeah, we know. This time around, this is the second time I'm putting something out as Sonic Hurts, and I just wanted to have... I wanted to have some collaboration with some people, and plus I'm just trying to make it Moncton-centric if possible, and kind of going with a whole like 1980s vibe. And so I asked Ashley, and then of course Club Cosmo is just, I'm just looking for names that were around back in the day that people might be able to identify with, right? And I think it worked out all right.
A couple of tunes here, one with Ryan Hillier also. It's called Wheeler Boulevard. First, Ashley on vocals, Heartbreak at Club Cosmo, now on Atlantic Access. On Atlantic Access, Wheeler Boulevard, Sonic Hertz, Ryan Hilliard doing vocals on that. I was really surprised to hear him on an electronically driven album because he's so much into, you know, singer-songwriter type stuff and acoustics. Was it much of a sell job to bring him on?
Well, Ryan's a good friend of mine, and when I first started making this music a few years back, I sent him one of the first songs I did, and he just told me how amazed he was by it, and lots of people were saying lots of nice things, so I just figured, he really dug it. But he would mention the music quite often, and then eventually when he heard that I was going to be putting something else out, he approached me and said that he would really like to work with me on something, and I thought that's great because I don't have to ask him. And I was a bit timid. I would like to get as many people as involved, but I for whatever reason, maybe it's not their type of music, but it really is something that Ryan is passionate about, and I really love what he did with the song. I mean, it took what I had, which is just an instrumental, and I mean, he came in, he wrote the lyrics, he sang, and he turned it into something that I wouldn't be surprised if it was a song that was able to break the barrier, so to speak. It's really good. I'm really proud of it, and proud of Ryan for writing and singing on it.
You touched on some of these song titles already. Every one of them, locally named. You have to call it a concept album. How did you settle on the idea?
Well, Terry, I think I just was trying to appeal to people. You can put something out and have it have a message, and I just find that's a really good idea to do. It gets people involved. Like I said earlier, if they can identify with some of the titles, I think that helps sell the album and gets people listening to it. And I just was kind of fascinated by that.
Yeah, in its own way, though, it does serve as a bit of a historical reference to a lot of these places, some of which don't exist anymore. One in particular, Highfield Square. Do you have memories of Highfield Square? Are they fond ones?
Yeah. I used to like going there, of course, hanging out in the food court. And, call it nostalgia or whatever, but there's a certain memory that comes with these places.
So we're going to wrap it up with a couple more tunes here. One that you've asked Alumet to share on. She is having a breakout summer. Her name keeps popping up everywhere this year.
It was one take. She just sat down and sang it once, and I was like, you like that? She's like, yeah, sounds good. Okay. So she's such a good performer and vocalist and a great person to have on the record. Her song is one of my favorites on the whole.
So we're going to pair that with Centennial Park 89. If any tunes on this project sound anything like Harold Faltermeyer, this is the one.
Okay.
It follows Highfield Square Sunrise with Alumet now on Atlantic Access. Thanks for doing this, Nick.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Terry.
Je viens me poser sur ton rivage, plus chaque rayon.
Sonic Hertz and the album Resurgence, now available on all streaming platforms, and we're just finding out it will also be available in limited supply on vinyl real soon. Keep an eye out for notifications. The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ Service and Media Relations in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, visit entertainmentplus.ca. Now, Gaspereau Forks, New Brunswick probably isn't considered an electronic dance music capital of any definition, but that might change if Jaguar Knight gets his way. Our bonus track this week, released earlier this year, this is Atomic Wife on Atlantic Access.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.